Welcome to the CFL Family Worldwide Podcast. I would say welcome back, but it's been so long since I've done an episode. I thought we'd just kind of do a clean reboot. Let me tell you a little bit about what this podcast originally was designed to be, what it will be, and how it's going to look going forward. So originally, this was designed to give me an opportunity to talk Canadian football with people from all around the world. I had some great interviews with some great people and great fans, finding out how they became fans, who they're fans of, what some of their favorite moments are. That's still going to be the design of this podcast. After a little while, I realized, wow, there's a lot of podcasts out there. I don't know that people are going to necessarily want to listen to me do a podcast talking to other fans. And then I realized over the last couple of months, I realized that there are an awful lot of people in the CFL family. And the CFL family goes all over. So a little bit about myself. I'm David Gorinto. I am in East Tennessee. I live just outside of Knoxville, Tennessee. I'm a teacher. You might follow me on Twitter. I'm at DGTNTeacher. I talk a lot about CFL. I've done a CFL countdown since a little over 100 days. I'll talk about the good and the bad of that here in just a couple of minutes. But I'm a CFL fan who became a fan kind of almost by accident. I was in Colorado years ago at a conference for teachers. It was actually on educational technology. And at that conference, I went to a Colorado Rockies game. Ironically enough, it was the Rockies against the Blue Jays. I get there, and the game was delayed by rain and was delayed for a long time by rain. And then it started raining even more. So I decided, you know what, I'm just going to walk back to my hotel, walked back to the, I guess it's kind of a trolley or a bus, took it back close to my hotel, got soaked, got back to my room, decided, you know what, I'm just going to sit down and watch TV. I turned on ESPN, and it just so happened to be a CFL game with the Montreal Alouettes. And watching that game, Nick Lewis was having a huge game, and it just really kind of caught my eye and got my attention. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to really kind of take a look at this. I love football. I've always loved football. Even as a kid, I was a ball boy for the Orlando Renegades of the USFL long, long, long ago. That probably, you know, tells you that I'm, you know, in my early 50s now. But I was a ball boy in high school with the Orlando Renegades and got to meet, actually, another brush with CFL greatness. I got to meet Joey Walters, who was an absolutely, not only a great receiver, but an incredible man, an incredible person. So I watched that CFL in that hotel room. I got back home to Knoxville a little after that, about a week later. I turn on the TV and there's another CFL game and watched a little bit of it. I was a casual fan that first season, just kind of watching it here or there, not necessarily really getting into it. But I believe it was that off season, the CFL Mark's CFL week, you know, during the off season there, Piffle's podcast did an absolutely incredible job covering that CFL week, and it just really fueled my fandom. Really made me say, you know what, I'm really going to dig into CFL. And then I sent, you know, after week, I think, two of preseason, I sent a tweet that changed everything for me. I just sent a tweet that said, I'm really getting hooked on CFL. That's all the tweet said. That was it. I said it just before bed. I went to bed. I woke up the next morning. Not only did I have my little notification said 20 plus notifications, but suddenly I had 100 new followers. And on those 100 new followers, a lot of them made little comments about, welcome to the CFL family. I kind of took that lightly of, oh, that's kind of funny. That's you know, neat. Well, it just continued to grow from there to where now I've got people from all over, from every team that I follow and interact with and talk about CFL with. It's what I love. I live in East Tennessee. There's not a lot of people that I can talk CFL with. I do my best. I share with every person that I can. Hey, I'm a big CFL fan. In fact, you know, our end of school year is coming up pretty soon. Next week, we have a teacher trivia game. And one of the trivia, actually two of the trivia questions, one is which teacher at our school has been, or has an article about them and their fandom on a league webpage? Well, the Canadian Football League, few years ago, did the Fans of Football, and one of the Fans of Football, there was an article on me. A lot of my students know that I'm a CFL fan. They see the Grey Cup in my room, not the real Grey Cup, a miniature Grey Cup from the Red Blacks in my room. They see a mosaic flag, so they see and have heard about the Riders from Saskatchewan. They see Montreal Alouette magnets hanging in my room. I've worn my Montreal Alouettes jersey on Jersey Day. I've worn a Hamilton Tiger Cat shirt today when we went on a field trip. So I always take every opportunity I can to kind of share. But back to the podcast, my whole idea here is talk to you, the fan. Talk to you, the CFL family member. Let's get your story out there. You've heard my story now. I want to talk to you. I want you to share. Why are you a CFL fan? What made you a fan? What keeps you a fan? Who are your favorite players that you've watched? What are your favorite moments? What are those moments that have made you just go, "Ugh, I can't believe this. I'm never going to get over this." What are the moments that made you go, "This is the greatest sports moment of my life," CFL-wise? That's what I want to know. I want you to say, "Hey, what are those CFL fan moments, CFL family moments in your life?" So I told you I was going to talk to you about the countdown. I started a countdown a little over 100 days. In hindsight, that may have been a little bit too long. I may have been a little more off than I could chew, but today was day 10. I've done over 90 days in this countdown. I can't quit now. I'm a week and a half away. That just hit me. If this CBA gets done, we're a week and a half away from CFL action. A week and a half. A week from Monday, if they can get the dadgum CBA done, we can be watching CFL. That is absolutely incredible. So I started this countdown a little over 100, and I think I missed one or two days. Nobody's really said anything about it. I don't think anybody caught on. It was early on. I think it was in like the 90s that I missed a couple of days, but I haven't missed any since. And for a little while, nobody noticed the countdown. I don't think anybody really paid that much attention to it. And then people were angry about the countdown. I caught a lot of flack. I had people sending me nasty messages. Why do I hate their team? Well, early in the countdown, I kind of had a little rhythm where I tried to switch it up to a different team every day. I wanted to make sure I hit all nine teams within at least a two-week period. People didn't like that. Bombers fans thought every day should be Bombers. Ottawa fans thought every day should be Ottawa. But then people started realizing it's okay. It's just a countdown. And the nasty messages started to become really nice messages, really supportive messages. And I'm talking about really, really supportive messages. One of the things, one of my high points of this is the Bone Crusher, Derek Dennis, sent a video to be in the countdown. He just said, "Hey, let me do this." He sent me a DM. "I really like what you're doing. I want to do, tell me what you need." And I said, "I just need a quick video." I had a hard time uploading that video. And when I said, "Hey, I'm having a hard time uploading it," he said, "Hey, I got you." And he put it out and I just had to retweet it. How incredible is that? One more reason why I love the CFL family. Because not only, you know, are the fans part of the CFL family, but the players are part of the CFL family. But it's not just the players either, it's the teams. The BC Lions, when somebody had tweeted something and said that wasn't so nice, "Hey, stop with the countdown already." The BC Lions, when they heard that, they said, "Hey, we just want to reach out to you and say, hey, we're really sorry about that. We really appreciate what you're doing. Anything we can do, let us know. In fact, if you'd like us to send stuff to your classroom, We'd like to do it. I was kind of floored. I was like, wow, that's really nice. I know how much shipping is because I was just online trying to order a t-shirt. That's got to be another episode here. $25 t-shirt, $25 in shipping. Come on. But I was blown away by that. Then the Ottawa Redblacks, they sent me a message and they said, hey, we got day 20. Here it is. And they created their own photo. And I didn't even notice until the day I posted it. They even put Countdown to CFL with my Twitter handle in it. I thought that was pretty classy. That was pretty amazing. But most of all that makes me so pleased and happy with CFL family is it's gotten to the point where the last couple of messages that were even somewhat, I don't want to say rude or mean, but just a little off-putting, everybody jumped right in. Was like, whoa, no need to be a jerk. This is just a countdown. Scroll on by. I love the fact that so many people have my back. But it's not just my back, it's everybody. If you're CFL family, you're CFL family. That's it. So now what I'm looking at is my school year's almost done. But I'm going to do summer school because I want to do summer school because I've planned twice for a trip to Canada to go to a CFL game. And both times something's happened. Either I had knee surgery that required 8 weeks for me to recover, which took up my entire summer, or COVID. We kind of know that's kind of taken the wind out of our sails for a couple of years now. But now it looks like everything's on the go if we can get the CBA done. And I'm going to Hamilton and hopefully Toronto. As of now, I've got both Hamilton and Toronto scheduled. But July 1st, I know on July 1st, I'm going to be in Hamilton. And I'm excited because I want to meet the CFL family. I know that great people like Rob Scott has reached out and said, hey, we're going to take care of you. You come up here. We got you covered. Ticket-wise, you're going to come have our tailgate. Tina, Sandra, there's so many people that I can't wait to meet, that I want to just walk up, shake hands, have a beer with, and talk football. Because it's really cool talking to you this way, and it's going to be really cool starting the next couple of weeks as I get guests on here, and I can talk to them, and they can talk football with me and you. But it's going to be even cooler when I can see them in person. So I want to take just a moment to give a couple of shout out, so to speak, before I go too far here, because there are people that have really, really gone out of their way. Bob, I'm going to probably mispronounce your name, and I apologize, but Bob Manajlovich, I'm sorry, Bob, I know I've mispronounced your name, but Bob has sent me so many great pictures, but he doesn't just send pictures. Bob has sent these great articles and videos, and given me so much rich history on CFL that I've learned so much doing this countdown. I know if I'm ever without a day, I know that I can reach out to Bob and he has a day covered for me. I know that. Ms. Breskison, and I've probably said your name wrong as well, and I apologize, but she was quick to give me the video of her son that we posted for day 11. I loved it. It was incredible too, by the way. The BC Lions, again, they've done a great job with giving me information or a couple of pictures. They had actually just the other day said, hey, we've got an idea. How about Travis Lule, Riley, and then Rourke? We can have 14, 13, and 12. And I said, hey, that'd be a great idea. We did 14 and 13, but I think I stayed away from work for 12. I had a lot of really great ones. There's been so many, and I don't want to leave any out, but those people who have sent in have done an incredible job, and I'm appreciative, very appreciative, because the countdown has been, for me, has been a lot of fun, even the nasty, even the times where I was like, man, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. I don't know if this is worth it anymore. It's been worth it because I have learned so much about CFL. I've had so much fun. I've interacted with so many, and I've expanded my CFL family. So my goal is to continue to expand my CFL family, continue to talk CFL. So I'm going to put this out to you. If you listen to this and you would like to Skype with me and talk CFL, we Skype, we talk, I record it here, and then I upload it. I don't have any fancy equipment. The audio on this may be horrible. But I want to talk football with you. I want to talk CFL. I want to have the opportunity to have that conversation with people so I can hear more. I don't get a lot of CFL news here in East Tennessee. I have to find it online. I get it through Twitter a lot of times through you all, but I also get it by going to TSN's website, by going to the CFL website. I need more. I need those conversations. So CFL family, I love you. I appreciate you. I'm so glad that you've accepted me and brought me into the fold, because I really feel like every time that I go on Twitter or every time I talk CFL, I have found my place, the place that I belong. CFL football, it is for everybody. It really is. And you show that every single day. You are the greatest group of people that anybody could ever even fathom having. So at that, again, if you are interested in talking CFL football with me, I hope you enjoy this podcast. I hope you enjoy the fact that you learned a little bit about me, a little bit about this countdown. There are a lot of people. If you go through my timeline, you will see a lot of people that have contributed, and hopefully, you know, you will see that and say, oh, okay, yeah, that person's great. I missed a lot of them. I know I did. I just kind of hit the tip of the iceberg. I'll talk about them again more, you know, as we go through, but like I said, we're 10 days away. If this CBA gets done a week from Monday, we're watching kickoff. Riders and Bombers. Have a great day. Have a great week.